Hello, everyone, and welcome to McGill Care's webcast series, Supporting Family and Informal Caregivers. I'm Claire Webster, a former caregiver, certified dementia care consultant, and founder of McGill University's Dementia Education Program. I work with a dynamic team of leading healthcare professionals to oversee the program, who include Dr. José Moret from the Division of Geriatric Medicine, and Dr. Serge Gauthier, Professor Emeritus, formerly of the McGill University Research Center for Studies in Aging. McGill Cares is supported by the Amelia Saputo Community Outreach for Dementia Care. The McGill Dementia Education Program offers a comprehensive range of free resources to educate and support persons living with dementia, family and informal caregivers, healthcare professionals, medical students, and the public at large. One of our most important resources is the Dementia Companion Guide, which can be downloaded for free and is now available in 12 different languages. We've just added Tagalog and Arabic to our comprehensive range of languages, and there'll be many more to come. We also have past episodes of McGill Cares. We have virtual support groups. So I really encourage everyone to go to mcgill.ca/dementia and see all of our different resources. So today we are going to be talking about supporting caregivers in Quebec. And there is an amazing organization that we would like to introduce you to called L'Appui for Caregivers, or L'Appui pour les proches aidants. And I am happy to introduce you to Julie Bickerstaff today. Julie Bickerstaff is the Director of Caregiver Support and Knowledge Transfer at L'Appui. In 20 years of working in the health and social services network, public health, territorial organization, and community sectors, she's developed a rich and varied expertise in consultation and mobilization, social development, and program management. Ms. Bickerstaff will speak about the services offered by L'Appui that are available throughout Quebec in both English and French. Welcome to McGill Cares.
Thank you for the invitation, Claire.
So before we talk about L'Appui, I'd like to just have a brief discussion about what do you see as some of the biggest challenges that caregivers experience in Quebec?
Well, I can say from what we hear on our caregiver support helpline that one of the biggest challenges for caregivers is, well, finding the resources to help them is one of the first challenges that they will face. There's a lot of information out there. When you're facing this new role in your life that you've never engaged in, you don't know what exists, what are the services out there that can help you. You will easily find resources for the person you're caring for, and all of the health professionals you will meet will be offering services for that person, but it will be harder to find services for you as a caregiver. And there's a lot of guilt involved in caring for yourself as you're caring for this person who is ill, who is going through a loss of autonomy, who is going through learning that she has Alzheimer's or another type of dementia. So finding time and space to think about yourself and look for resources to help you navigate this new role in your life is a challenge for caregivers. So there's a lot of guilt, and sometimes they don't have anyone to talk to about that. It's hard to talk about this with your loved one, with the person you're caring for, because you don't want to add burden on, you know, what they're going through as well. And sometimes talking about this with family member is also difficult, because there can be judgment from other family members. So having access to a service like the Caregiver Helpline is very helpful, just to talk with non-judgmental professionals and just to kind of evacuate the overwhelming feeling that you can have at the beginning of your caregiving journey is very important. The other big challenge that we see and that we hear about on every day on the helpline is finding financial resources, financial aid. A lot of caregivers, the the biggest impact of that situation on their life is that they will have to reduce their hours at work, or they will eventually have to leave work, maybe for a few months, maybe for a few years. Looking around and find out, is there financial aid for me? Can I get a supplement? Can I get some kind of governmental financial aid? It's something that comes a lot on the caregiver helpline.
Yeah, I agree with you and everything that you've said. And unfortunately, the finances puts a lot of stress. And oftentimes, unfortunately, our healthcare system cannot provide the needed hours of home care support. And oftentimes families need to supplement those hours with private care. And it's just become extremely financially expensive, right? I mean, I think some home care agencies right now are close to $50 an hour, and it's almost impossible. And what you mentioned about the guilt, I work a lot with family caregivers, and so many people, they just don't recognize their own boundaries, their own to say, okay, I need that help. And, you know, that guilt and not giving themselves permission to have a life. And it often takes a crisis in their own health to occur before they realize that it's time for some support.
Absolutely. We see that at the caregiver helpline, because most of the people that call us, they're already giving more than 20 hours a week of help, of care. So they're already gone way beyond, you know, their own energy and resources, and they're burned out already. So it's sadly sometimes too late, you know, in a sense. But we try to prevent, and we try to get our services known by the population, so they reach out sooner in their caregiving journey, right from the start, if possible, just to make sure that they kind of get that habit of, you know, finding resources and reaching out to community services and help services for themselves as caregivers.
So many of our English-speaking viewers may not have heard about L'Appui. So could you please explain the mandate and who does it serve, and how is it funded as well?
Yeah, exactly. L'Appui is a non-profit organization funded by the government of Quebec. It works to promote and recognize the essential contribution of caregivers, but also the contribution of organizations, community organizations that help them all across Quebec. Our goal is to preserve the health, the well-being, and the quality of life of caregivers wherever they live in Quebec. Our activities are divided in three areas. First, with our caregiver helpline, we offer counseling, information, and referral. And we really want caregivers to take full advantage of all the resources available in Quebec. And second, through our knowledge transfer activities, we engage in actions to promote, raise awareness, and enhance the value of caregiving. We do that by offering a training program for social service workers. We do that by having a section on our website dedicated to professionals and organizations. We also offer assistance for the implementation of support services adapted to the need of caregivers. We have promotional and media campaign every year. We do a lot of conferences in different types of settings. We do trainings also to employers and to other organizations. So that's one of our big mandate. And third, we provide funding. So that's a bit not common in nonprofit organizations, but we're also fund organizations that help caregivers across Quebec. In the year 2022-23, $17.7 million were invested mm-hmm. in 212 organizations with 269 projects that were carried out. And finally, since 2021, L'Appui supports all caregivers, and not only caregivers of seniors. That was our original mandate for 10 years, but we've opened up to all caregivers since 2021.
So all ranges, all ages. So
All
a
ages of
parent or a
caregivers,
child.
whether they care for a child, an adult child that has, limitations or handicap, whether it's a spouse who's a caregiver of somebody with mental health issues, whether it's a daughter of a senior, we really reach out to all caregivers.
So would you be able to give us a little bit of an example, like help us navigate the site a bit and explain how it's
I'll
used?
give you, yeah, I'll talk about our direct services because the funding is for organizations, but I'll talk mostly about our direct services to caregivers. I think that's what interests your audience. So our direct services are for caregivers are offered through our caregiver support helpline. It's a personalized counseling information and referral service. Like I mentioned, it is intended for caregivers and their families, but not only. We also take calls and engage with stakeholders, health professional, community workers, and employers as well. And this service is available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's available by phone, by email, by chat, and our services are confidential and they are free and they are bilingual. All our counselors are bilingual and they're also trained in relationships, in helping relationships. They have access to an ongoing training program. They have mentoring and clinical support. They're all professionals and they offer personalized, non-judgmental support based on caring and empathy. Our website, including an online directory, helps caregivers find respite, transportation, and home care services everywhere in Quebec. Caregivers can also consult the I Am a Caregiver section. It will help them understand, let's say, the situation of the person they're caring for. It will help them give them tips on how to deal with administrative procedures. A lot of people call us to know about the caregiver tax credit. They don't know where to get the form. They don't know how to access that credit, that income tax credit. So I will, and also on the website, they can read about other caregiver stories, and that's also sometimes very soothing. So I will give you a quick tour on the website to demonstrate how to find these different sections. Sometimes when people get on the website, they don't necessarily see right away that there's a whole English section of the website. So I will share my screen. So when you arrive on l'appui.org, this is the address of our website, you will see at the right section, top right section, the English button to change the language to English. So I will go there right away with you. You will see three, well, four different major sections. I am a caregiver. In that section, you will have three choices: being a caregiver, understand the situation of the person I'm caring for, or navigating the administrative process. So I'll just give you one example. I will not go through the whole website, but if I click on being a caregiver, I have different topics. And in each of these topics, you have a certain amount of tips. So you can easily navigate and go by topics and find what you're looking for. If it's whether it's dealing with emotions or making your life easier as a caregiver, whether it's protecting yourself that so that you can help better, knowing your rights and status as a caregiver, multiple faces of caregivers, and bereavement and post-care. So those are our major topics, and every time you click on one of those small box, you go further in the website and you have access to all kinds of different content. The About Us section is mostly organizational stuff, so I will not go very deep into that. But if you're interested in becoming a member of L'Appui, as a civic member of L'Appui, this is where you will find information to do that. And you also have the information about our board of directors, our team, and some different publications that we have made in the past. the find resources is the most interested button for caregivers for direct services. So if you click on the caregiver support helpline, this is where you will have a little bit more information about our service, our direct service. As I'm giving you just a heads up on when you see the live chat button on the website, when it, that button is almost always there, that means our professionals are available to answer you by chat. So you can just click on that and there's a box that will open, a chat box that will open, and you can just chat online with one of our professionals. And you always have the possibility to call us as well. This section is interesting because one of the first things you will see is a form. So if people do not, it's not a good time for them to call us, but they need to talk to us later on that day or another day, they can just fill in that form and tell us when we should reach out to them, and we will reach out to them. So they won't have to do that part. So they just have to fill their name, give us their phone number, whether when is a good time to reach them, and whether we can leave a message on their answering machine or not, and that comes in directly to us, and then we just get in our system, and somebody calls them when they're available and when it's a good time for them. At the bottom of the page is the button for registry to our training. So that's also, I'll talk a little bit more later on about our education program, our training program, but that's where you would click and have access to all kinds of different information regarding our training programs, our online training programs. So I go back at the top of the page to go to our resource directory. That's also a very interesting part of our website. Is our resource directory is composed of more than 1,400 different organizations that are listed, community organizations for most part, everywhere in Quebec. And the way to do research on the resource directory, well, there's two ways. You can just enter your postal code and click search, and it will give you all the organizations in your area close to your home. You can also do a search by type of services. So respite, information, whether maybe you're looking for a conference, maybe you're looking for a support group in your area, if you're looking for home care services, transportation. So all of these information are listed in the directory. So that's an easy way by yourself to just kind of start looking for information and resources close to your home if that's what you need. So that's a very quick tour, but I find it interesting just to share with you where people can kind of navigate through our website. And there's a lot of resources out there on the website for Anglophone as well.
I find these resources absolutely excellent. I have to say, it's the first time that I've had a proper tour of your website as well. And I love when you're going to the resources, the way you divide it between, you know, not only the information resources, but then you have transportation, you have, the legal, because there's a lot of questions also regarding legal aid. And so it's so well done. Congratulations to you and your team, because I find it it's going to be very, very helpful to so many people. So you mentioned a caregiver training program. If you could please explain that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes, to help caregivers deal with various challenges of daily life without burning out, our caregiver support helpline offers free online training sessions that caregivers can take at their own pace in the comfort of their home. These programs have been developed by professors and researchers Francine Charme and Véronique Dubé at Université de Montréal, and they have been tested and evaluated, and they have shown shown positive results on improving the quality of life and the well-being of caregivers. They're led by caring professionals, and these trainings help caregivers discover first that they are not alone in what they're going through, and that it is normal to feel sometimes helpless or overwhelmed. And there are practical exercises, concrete tools, and they have exchanges, written exchanges with tutors that help them take a step back and regain their balance.
So is it an online training module, or do they register and it's a live, like with a teacher? Is it like, or is it an online?
I would say maybe a hybrid. It's maybe okay. In between what you just, these two different types of trainings. It's online. They do this at their own pace. They register. Like we need to talk to them. There's a form online. They give their information. We call them. We have to make sure that they fit the criteria, because there's different criteria for the different programs. So we talk to them, and then when we kind of see that they're the right person for that program, we set up a date for them. And when the date comes, they go on that on our platform. They start the exercises, and it's most of the programs are on a 7-week period. They have exercises every week, but they can do the exercises whenever they want in that week. So they can log into the platform 24 hours a day whenever they want. If it's if it's the only time they have that mental space is, you know, when they're in nighttime, you know, they're doing insomnia or whatever, you know, they wake up in the middle of the night, that's when they want to do it. They can do it then. But there's a professional counselor, a tutor that follows them, and it's always the same person, and that person gives them feedback every week. So it's all written. They don't have a video chat with someone, but they have someone dedicated to their program, to them personally, and that person reads all of the exercise, all of their writings, and gives feedback by writing to the caregiver. So there's really coaching and following up and retroactions between these two persons. So it has a really personalized component. So they're not just reading a module online and just doing that learning process by themselves. There's really an interaction with a professional, but it's asynchronous. So it's by writing. It's all by writing. So we also have to make sure that those caregivers are agile in writing and comfortable in writing.
Is there any cost associated with this?
No, all our services are free. We have different programs. Some are specific to people caring for a person with living with dementia or major neurocognitive disorder. Some of our programs are about stress management, and they're available for all types of caregiving context.
So let's talk specifically now about the services that you would have for a person living with dementia or caring for a person living with dementia or other major neurocognitive disorders. What do you offer?
Yeah, well, indeed, these caregivers are a very important population. As shown in our recent survey, they represent 12% of all caregivers, so around 275,000 people in Quebec. So we have this program that was developed by Francine Ducharme Learning called Learning to Become a Caregiver. And that program is designed specifically for that population. And that program has shown a result in preventing burnout. So that program allows participants to acquire knowledge on neurocognitive disorders by exploring different themes. It's also on a 7-week period. They get the opportunity to share their concerns, to learn to cope with difficulties, to communicate better in order to spend some pleasant moments with their person they care for. They get to learn how to use their strength and life experiences. They get to learn how to involve family members and friends, and they also get to learn how to find resources in their community. A new theme is covered each week through readings and exercises, and the caregiver support counselor provides feedback on the exercises throughout the whole program, ensuring support, coaching, and learning during the process. And that program, like I mentioned, is offered individually. It's the weekly session, or the time that we the caregiver has to invest in that program is around 60 to 90 minutes per week. And the training platform is available 24 hours a day, like I mentioned. So they can really do it at their convenience. You know, they can log in and do the week's activities whenever they have the time and the mental space to do the activities. And if for, you know, any reason they have to suspend for a week or 2 weeks, we have that flexibility and we can accommodate caregivers as well during the whole program.
Well, I'm so incredibly impressed by all of the programs that you offer, especially this training program. I feel like I would love to go and just experiment it myself. I'm so incredibly impressed, and to know that your invaluable resources are available in English as well. And I'm assuming that people that live in rural communities, for the resources, do you list like all of the organizations that offer services as well in English and not just in French?
Absolutely. Like when someone from a rural area reaches out to us, you know, whether it's through the caregiver helpline, we really help them find resources close to them that have services in English, if that's what, you know, that's needed. Sometimes we also have people calling us and they're looking for services in Spanish or in Arabic, or, you know, they live in a more multicultural area and their main language is another language than English or French. So we really have that information, and we really try to always have the most complete information about resources available. We also fund community organizations that want to address the needs of caregivers from other communities, whether it's Greek communities in Laval, or whether, you know, there's all kinds of projects that we've funded in the past and in the present to reach out to caregivers from other communities as well.
So I believe that we're going to have a slide coming up with all of the information that people need in terms of getting in touch and accessing all the resources, the important resources that L'Appui has to offer. Julie, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on McGill Cares. Really, this is such a wonderful, wonderful organization, wonderful initiative that you're doing, and really, really important for caregivers across Quebec. So thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So this webcast is an initiative of the McGill University Dementia Education Program, which is funded by private donations. If you would like to make a contribution to our program, please visit us at mcgill.ca/dementia. And if you would like to join our mailing list to be notified about upcoming episodes of McGill Cares, as well as other important information about our programs and services, please subscribe to our mailing list, which can be found at our website, or please send us an email at dementia@mcgill.ca. Thank you for watching.